Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Few economies are as dependent on international trade as Ireland. In fact, our international trade is a multiple of our total economy. So other countries are looking on with envy at how Ireland does it, and some of them will doubtless attend a conference about that later today. The Trade Horizons Conference in Dublin Castle has a theme of trade for a sustainable future. But is that possible when shipping and transport accounts for huge swathes of global carbon emissions? Dara Cleary is the Minister of State for Trade Promotion, Digital and Company Regulation. Good morning, Minister.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Not too bad, Dara. What will you be talking about today?
Well, look, Joe, this is the second Trade Horizons conference. The conference is part of a number of initiatives we're taking under our trade and investment strategy, which is focusing on trade and how we grow trade. The conference is very focused on the interaction of trade policy and climate action. So in 2022, we broke the trillion euro mark in terms of the value of our trade. So it's how we continue to grow that, but also how we will meet our sustainability targets and sustainability challenges. So I close the conference. I'll be joining speakers. Minister Peter Burke opens it. We'll be joining speakers from the OECD, from the European Commission, but also, Joe, from a range of companies in Ireland, big and indeed small, who are taking initiatives in this area to grow trade, but to do so sustainably. And we'll be joining them in a workshop format so that people can learn from that. We want to get the message out
easy,
there
though.
That it can be done.
It's not easy, though, easy. When it comes to, because at the moment we don't have tankers or container ships or aircraft that run on sustainable fuels. So they're going to continue to be damaging to the environment as they move billions of goods around the world.
Look, there will be tensions and there will be challenges, and trade is changing. So obviously our services business has grown quite considerably. There are other ways of transporting. We also have within our department a range of responsible business forums that we're discussing exactly those kind of solutions. You know, similarly, last week we announced a 300 million euro fund around the decarbonisation of manufacturing. So we're very focused on how we can reduce emissions, but we can support business to do so. And that's why I'm very interested that we're showcasing smaller companies who have solutions to give them the chance and give them the stage to showcase their innovation. And there are many such innovative companies across Ireland.
And could you use the taxation system to encourage that?
Look, that's a possibility. You know, the targets are set, they're legally set in relation to climate reduction, but it'll be done so on an EU basis. Clearly, we're into at the stage of selection of a new EU commission. We've just finished the European Parliament elections. So, you know, the mandate for the next 5 years at European level will have to include action in this space in terms of climate solutions. But climate solutions, Joe, can be at the centre of economic and social development. Our climate action plan here does that. The trade and investment strategy, which we've called Value for Ireland, Values for the World, emphasises that trade can be a driver of prosperity. It can improve living standards, but also it recognises that we have to focus on sustainability whilst doing that. And I think we're on a very good path to do that.
Are you worried about the future of global trade? I ask because it looks as if the world is bifurcating into two distinct trading blocks. Those countries aligned with the US, probably including us and Europe, and those countries aligned with Russia, aligned with China, including Russia and possibly even India.
So, Joe, trade is always challenging. There are always, geopolitics is always challenging. It may seem particularly challenging at the moment, and it absolutely is, but there's never been a time that it hasn't. And, you know, we've had enormous economic success here in the last number of years, but we also have to bear in mind we are one of the most open economies in the world. And we've managed to grow the economy whilst maintaining alliances across the world, and we will continue to do so. We've invested significantly in that through Enterprise Ireland, through the Department of Foreign Affairs, through a diplomatic presence right across the world that is engaged on the trade agenda as well as on the diplomatic agenda. And we are growing a model right across the world of Ireland houses where we locate our diplomatic and our trade teams in the one area to assist business. So, look, it is challenging, but we're up for the challenge. We're up for the challenge of navigating geopolitics as it's falling out at the moment.
Now, it's difficult to promote trade if the national flag carrier airline is on strike. Any chance of the transport minister intervening to kind of reduce the damage from this strike, Aer Lingus?
Look, I think it's in the appropriate forum as we speak. It's in the Labour Court, and we await their determination based on what they have heard. I want to thank everybody at the Labour Court who put a lot of work into trying to resolve this. Absolutely, you're right. We need this resolved from a trade and economic point of view. We need it resolved from a social point of view for access to and from the island, and it needs to be resolved quickly. Business needs certainty. And no more so than in this space. But I think our colleagues at the Labour Court, working with Aer Lingus and working with IALPA, are doing the best they can at the very moment.
You may have heard in the headlines, Minister, that the American Chamber of Commerce Ireland cited housing as the number one concern which might restrict investment and restrict trade. Do you share their concerns?
Look, that's been shared with us, not just by the American Chamber, but across all the business organisations. We are investing significantly in housing for all. There will be record house building in Ireland this year. Is it enough? No. We want to grow more. And that's why we're also growing capacity within the economy through construction, through apprenticeships. And Minister Dara Brian is working main and might to try and get that done. We're putting the new planning and development bill through the Oireachtas as we speak, also to ensure that we make it much more quicker to get things through planning and resolve blockages there. So this government is very focused on housing. We're very focused on growing the supply of housing, not just for our investment community, but for our own citizens as well, to ensure that they have the choice that they need.
Yeah. News Talk Breakfast will be speaking to your colleague, Jack Chambers, just after 8 a.m. Do you have any specific asks for him ahead of the budget, given your role with trade, digital and company regulation?
Look, we've got a lot of asks in the Department of Enterprise, Trade and Employment, and we're going to engage with Jack and with Minister Pascal Donoghue around those. What we want is continued investment to grow our enterprise sector, to grow small business, medium business and large business, and to be supportive of the enterprise sector. And I've absolutely no doubt that Jack will be very positively engaged in that agenda.
OK, well, best of luck at the trade conference today. That's Dara Cleary, the Minister of State for Trade Promotion, Digital and Company Regulation.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.